This is Senator Bob Dole. Anniversaries are usually happy occasions, except when it marks another year of captivity for American hostages. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, March 16 was a sad day for America because it marked the tragic anniversary of the Beirut kidnapping of American journalist Terry Anderson. Now heading into his third year of captivity with the fanatics in Lebanon, Terry Anderson now bears the unfortunate distinction of being the longest held American hostage. And that fact makes me say this: we will never forget him, nor will we ever rest until we bring Terry home. And the same goes for the remaining 25 hostages of all nationalities, including Anglican envoy Terry Waite. Ted, our prayers go out to these men and to their courageous families. We will not forget.
You are forgetting, Bob. You're ignoring one of the most important factors in the plight of Terry Anderson and the other hostages: the Reagan administration's arms for hostage deal that endangered their lives and encouraged the terrorists to take more hostages. The Iranians tied Oliver North's shoes together, Bob. Again and again, they cruelly dangled the hostages in front of the administration. Each time, the White House took the bait. Cap Weinberger and George Shultz looked the other way, while Colonel North and Admiral Poindexter foolishly coughed up more and more ransom payments of weapons for Iran. As soon as one American prisoner was released, another was taken hostage. We all condemn the terrorists, Bob. We pray for the release of Terry Anderson, Terry Waite, and the other courageous hostages in Lebanon. There are no easy answers, Bob, but there is no excuse for the shameful scandal that has further jeopardized their lives. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.